Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday. It's February 13th, Danny.
Yeah.
Which means tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it?
No, it's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We discussed that yesterday. Folks, we have great guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a moment. And just in time for Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about dating, relationships, how to find somebody. And I know, like, you know, many people don't have anybody, and they feel down during Valentine's Day. To me, whether I have someone or not, like you said, Valentine's Day is not that important to me. You know?
Right.
And like we discussed, you
whoa,
know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean? When you have someone or not?
Yeah, because the thing is that you, I think you should celebrate relationships every day. You know?
Yeah, but I think
and when it's expected of you to give a gift or something, that's like, I don't know. It's too
it's fun.
Mechanical. For me, I don't know. Whatever.
I dump you.
Yeah,
I dump you.
You
for
probably
sure.
would. I'm not the most romantic.
No,
I'm romantic, but in other ways.
My girlfriend's like that too. She has a man. I'm like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? She's like, nothing. I'll rub his feet, I guess.
Really?
I'm like, wow. He's not going to be with you long.
Yeah. I guess I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. I wouldn't remember how to handle Valentine's Day.
I don't think it has to be like all materialistic stuff, but something thoughtful.
Right.
Like maybe something he said on like your first date or something.
Yeah. And flowers is not a bad thing. You know, it's cool every day, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever. So we're going to talk about, we're going to have people from eHarmony here, the people that actually run the company. And we're very excited for that because when you get to actually the people that run this, that are behind it, then you understand how it works, you know? And
right.
It's like, so we can understand it better, and hopefully some of you will be able to help in dating and finding someone.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing? You ready for the rain? Obviously, we have a lot of rain getting...
heading our way.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm getting ready for it or not yet, but
it just makes
here.
Me sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm so hungover right now, too.
Really?
I slept with my makeup on. You can't tell? I'm like
no.
counting down the minutes so I can
no,
go home
I
and wipe
tell.
My face.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe you made an effort for the
no,
show today. Because
no.
you said you would.
No. All I right. drank so much tequila last night. I have a
really?
Tequila headache right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah.
I was depressed about Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. You just said it was irrelevant
I was
to you.
Just kidding. I definitely did not drink because of that, people.
Okay, we won't ask what you drank over, but that's okay. Were you by yourself, though?
No.
Oh,
I was
so
with
you're
my girlfriend.
Drinking with people. Okay.
Yeah, I was with my girlfriend.
Okay, very cool.
I wouldn't drink tequila by myself.
Right.
I drink wine by myself, not tequila, though.
Yeah, that's too much.
That would mean I have a problem.
God forbid you have a problem, you know?
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention that we were talking about the sleep and stuff and the lack of sleep, right?
Right.
So I just want to show you how it doesn't matter what I do, I still don't get enough sleep, you know? And
mm-hmm.
it's killing me. But like last night, I went to sleep around midnight. So that gave me 7.5 hours. I said, wow, you know, for the first time, I can manage to get a full night's sleep, right?
Right.
So then I look on the app that measures my sleep and stuff with my watch.
Right.
3 hours of good sleep, you know? So it's like, that's how I live every day.
You know what?
So
I'm not even going to listen to you complain about it anymore until you go to your doctor.
No, I know. But you know what? I keep mentioning it because we have different people listening. And people have told me, no, it's good you talk about the apnea and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but it'll be even better when you go to a doctor.
I did.
Yeah, and you need to get surgery.
No, you don't. He told me.
My dad was just like you. He got surgery, and now he's like a brand new man.
Okay, but I'm not going through surgery. I
might
actually end up with the...
You're awake the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know. He said he sort of like didn't focus on that. He says you have to go with the machines and stuff. But listen...
Because he probably makes more money off of
that. They're going to cost... They're going to call me from the sleep department or whatever they call it.
So you're going to go into the hospital and do like the sleeping test?
No, they actually give you a little bracelet and you go home and you can do it yourself.
Oh.
And that tells them how you sleep and stuff. And then you might end up with a machine and stuff. But I see like so many solutions online.
Right.
I just looked for one. And all of Facebook is full of ads for these things. So right. We'll see. Maybe I'll find some.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, I won't tell you anymore. But you just like just get so the, you can understand why I'm tired.
Get the freaking surgery.
Okay, I'm not getting surgery.
You're awake the whole time. Like literally awake the whole time.
But that's not the point.
You won't die.
I didn't say I'd die. It's so not that I'm afraid.
What are you scared about?
I'm not scared. I just don't. I don't think surgery is necessary when it's not a must, you know?
It is a must because you're not sleeping.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. We're not going to argue about that.
We argue. Don't worry.
No, it's okay. But there's more important things to talk about today. I'm going to introduce our guests and bring them on. We have Mr. Grant Langston. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
And you're the CEO of eHarmony.
That's what they tell me.
The head honcho.
That's what they tell me, yes, yeah. The head honcho.
The only people you report to is the board, right?
That's right.
Mm. Wow.
That's right.
Now, that's a big boss.
Yeah.
How many people are employed by the company?
About 150 at this point with customer service, yeah. Wow. So, you know, I was the third employee. So I've seen it when it was tiny, and wow. I've seen it when it's big. And I think it's fun to have more people, but there's also something charming when it was just five or six people.
Right.
You sort of think about those days and it's like, wow, those were fun days.
So you were one of the founders, actually, right?
I wasn't.
You were not?
It's a technical point, but I was not one of the two founders. There were two guys who had the idea and went out and raised the money, and those guys deserve all the credit.
Are they retired now?
They are retired.
Yeah, I figured
There's
so.
There's always two guys. Did you notice that?
It's always it's two guys sitting in like a dorm room or a garage like, let's do something.
Well, in this case, it's even a little weirder because one of the guys was a psychologist, and he was 65.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
His name was Neil Warren, and he was a psychologist in Pasadena, and he had been for his whole career, and he's a very successful guy. So he's ready to retire.
Right.
And his son-in-law is a real estate guy. He's a commercial real estate guy and has four kids with Neil's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is not having the greatest year and comes to Neil and says, you know what, I wonder if we could do a business idea together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Neil said, well, shucks, you know, I was going to play golf and just kind of be retired.
Right.
But, let's see if there's something we can talk about. And so Neil had written a lot of books about mate selection and how to have a good marriage. And they decided, maybe we can help people choose a partner.
Right.
And then someone else said, you know, there's a thing called the internet.
Mm-hmm.
This was in 1999, 1998. There's a thing called the internet that could probably help you put people together.
Right.
And they started the company.
Wow.
And it launched in 2000. And I was the third employee. So
definitely
an early employee, but not a founder. I mean,
those
guys have.
But you've been there from the beginning. I mean, you obviously made the company grow and everything.
Right.
And you brought the beautiful Jeannie Simmons with you. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Of course. And you know that we had actually met before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then the publicist, I suppose it was a publicist, sent us like, whether we'd be interested in talking to them. I said, yeah, they've been here. And there were so many. I actually ran their show, so I listened
because
it was fascinating. But I thought there's so much more to ask them, and find out about it.
Right.
So for those of you listening on audio the way you always do, why don't you go to Facebook? The page is LA Talk Radio. You just go to our page there. You'll see us on Facebook. And you can see what it's all about and all our beautiful faces here.
Are you a CEO,
too?
At
10 o'clock in the morning.
No.
She's the VP, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So tell us exactly what you do.
So I work in the marketing department.
Oh.
I work on our PR. I work on our TV commercials. I work on just anything content related, the brand.
So we've seen you work everywhere. Pretty much, right?
I guess a lot of different parts of the
business. All the commercials, all the advertising for eHarmony.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
very nice. And how long have you been with the company?
10 years.
Really?
10 years, Grant.
Long time.
I know, right?
Yeah. How long has the company been in existence?
It started on August 22nd, 2000.
Oh,
so next year it'll be 20 years.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Did it come out before Match or after?
Match had been around about 5 years when eHarmony started.
Gotcha.
So there was really another company that was kind of the model for us, and that's J-Date.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where I met my second wife. That's for Jewish people.
You're kidding.
Oh,
really?
Really? I've never, ever heard. Is that still around? Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Of course.
Never.
So J-Date was also around about 5 years when we started, and it had a lot of acceptance in the Jewish community, and it was mostly about long-term relationships. Right. So we said, wow, you know, I think we could do that and do it for a broader population. And
right.
That's the kind of the model. Match.com at that time was really about sex with a stranger tonight.
Really?
You know, that's kind of what they were.
It's like the new Tinder or the old Tinder.
The OG Tinder.
Yeah.
Is there like a new Tinder now? Or
no. Tinder is just like basically if on Tinder, you're just trying to like.
Right.
Yeah.
To connect with people night, for sex.
Yeah, basically, hey, you want to meet at this bar? Let's pretend to have a drink and
we're interested in getting
to know each other.
I mean, my son, I'd see him, he'd like meet someone, you know, on the app.
Right.
The next hour, he goes to her house. They have sex. He comes home. They never talk again.
Yeah. It's just so crazy to me.
What is this?
I've actually never had a Tinder. I've just never been interested in it. I tried Bumble for like a quick sec.
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't like the... You would think it would be better and safer because a female has to approach the man, but it actually makes it worse, I feel.
Really?
Well, it depends,
how so?
You know,
I feel like when... I like the idea on Tinder how the guy has to come up with whatever quirky pickup line he's got to impress you with. But on Bumble, you have to be like, hey, what's up? Like not knowing anything but the five pictures the guy has. And then they can fire back at you whatever they want to say. I can't even tell you how much disrespectful responses I have gotten. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I went on my way to approach you first, which makes me feel like gross, you know?
Yeah,
I deleted Bumble. I went on one Bumble date, two actually.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good.
Well, all I can tell you about the apps is it's different from the big sites like yours, you know? Because when you go on a big site and you go on your computer, on your iPad, whatever, it's a different experience, you know? And and you get to, you really get to be there more in depth, and you know the people are there to actually invest and not just swipe pictures.
I mean, they're not, these sites... eHarmony is not free.
Right.
So there's a big difference between the free dating apps and a site like eHarmony.
People are more committed.
Well, I think they're more intentional. They're more serious. They're investing their money and their time. They got to answer 150 questions.
So my mom actually was on Match, and she stopped and went to eHarmony because Match was all catfishes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was having like a really big problem with catfish.
Yeah.
Tell people what that is. Some people don't know what catfish is.
A catfish is basically someone steals somebody else's profile pictures, which is the creepiest thing on the planet to me.
Yeah.
Creepy.
And they like set up a totally different human being.
I know. You know, in fact, one woman contacted me some time ago and she says, I found you through the pictures on a dating site. It was a Christian dating site.
Really?
And and she says, and she sent me the pictures and the profile of the guy. And I said, these are pictures they took from Facebook, you know?
So
I wasn't even on a dating site at that time. They just took it from Facebook.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm flattered, I guess. You know, I don't know what to think.
They said, there's a good-looking guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So well, I don't understand.
It just drives home a point, that we...
It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
It happened to me, too. Yeah. Like when they came,
I
had a different voice all of a sudden.
You know, a point that we make all the time, which is you need to meet the person face-to-face as soon as you possibly can.
Right.
That, first of all, that serves your interest. You don't want a pen pal. No one's in this to get
a
pen pal.
Right.
Have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
If they're in another country and they're a faker or a catfisher, you're going to find that out super
real
fast.
Real quick. Yeah.
Right?
Super fast.
Yeah. And it, you probably don't even need to meet them because if you insist that they meet you, they'll be like, I can't.
You know,
there's a million reasons why they can't. And there's your first tip off that the person is not who they say they are.
So it's funny because my mom, the catfish that made her delete Match was this guy who like was a real estate owner or architect and he was retired. And she was telling me the story and I go, Mom, that's fake.
Yeah. So
and
he
she was mad at me because she thought I was like trying to rain on a parade. I go, that's fake.
And he lit her
I go, because she was like, let's meet for coffee. He's like, I'm in Aspen. I was like, Mom, this dude ain't real. So she ended up, he just went, stop talking to her. Because obviously he's like, all right, she knows I'm fake. So then she joined eHarmony. Dude has a profile on eHarmony.
Oh, I'd love to know about that.
I should text her right now. I'm like, Mom, what is the dude's page?
Yes, yeah,
we'll,
you should.
We'll find him.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to text you right now.
Oh my
do it. Because we can take care of that today.
Well, it's impossible for those sites, though. Like, even on Facebook, it's hard to keep track because people can just literally make up a whole individual, and there's really no way of telling, right?
I mean, the amount of people that come register on eHarmony every day is huge.
Right.
So we have a trust and safety and fraud team that's looking out for this stuff all the time. Like,
24/7.
There's certain things that'll, certain IP addresses or locations that tip us off. So they are working to get these people off the site all day long. Right. But, you know, it's impossible to catch every single one.
Right, yeah. They just create a lot of noise and, you know, but...
Yeah.
But all in all, if you go through and you sift through and you got to put some time into it, right, into dating.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, like, put your profile up there and hope to connect with someone. Yeah. You have to, I guess, actively be in it,
I
right?
I think that's a great way to know whether you're ready to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
If the time investment feels annoying to you,
yeah,
you're not ready.
Like going to get a cup of coffee or something?
If going, no, like doing... if going and having a cup of coffee with someone, with a different person 3 right. days a week,
right.
if that feels like just mind-blowingly hard for you,
right.
you're not ready to meet somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, ask yourself that question. Am I ready
right.
to do what it takes? Mm-hmm. Do I think that meeting new people is annoying
right.
and a waste of my time?
Annoying.
If you do, you're not ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you have know? A negative attitude about it.
Like, yeah, you got
like,
it.
Worse, right? You, can you imagine going on a date and they're like, oh, this sucks. Or, yeah. My dates have been crappy.
I would have been like, why are you on the site
exactly.
then?
Negativity
maybe
is
delete
bad.
Your profile.
Exactly.
So that you don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Right.
It should, it, you know, I'm not crazy. It's not always fun
no.
to set the time aside, but you got to keep your eye on the prize and
right.
be willing to say, this is worth the investment of my time.
Right.
Just like a lot of other things, you got to sort mm-hmm. of put effort in to get some good result.
Right. right.
And you need to have that perspective and
right.
be positive because, as Jeannie said, there's nothing that people can reject quicker than someone who comes in and has got a bad attitude.
Right.
right.
It's true. You
it
know?
Just makes you ugly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It really does, you know. And the thing is that I have... I really have a lot of respect for the way you guys do this because you require people to put in some time into a questionnaire. You know, mm-hmm. they ask you, it's like a whole interview thing.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about how your site works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people can understand because each site has its mm-hmm. own unique way of working.
Right.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Grant and Jeannie mm-hmm. from eHarmony. And the CEO and the big VP here. And we love to have him here. And we couldn't get more appropriate people to be in here to discuss before Valentine's Day how it goes in the dating world. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about how eHarmony works. Somebody, I guess, you usually come in. You don't even sign up or you do or you just start searching. And
You come in. You can register with Facebook. You can register yourself, and then we give you about 140 questions. Now, mm-hmm. that seems like a lot, but of course, over the years, we've made that mechanism very painless, and you can do it on your phone, on our apps for Android or iPhone, or you mm-hmm. can do it on a desktop or anything,
right.
really. So you answer those questions. Why do we ask those questions? Well, if we're going to match you with somebody for reasons that matter, we need to know something about you.
Right.
I mean, this is the mm-hmm. primary difference between what we're doing and what so many of our competitors are doing. They're just using zip codes mm-hmm. to smash people
to
together.
You,
and you're on your own.
Based on
you figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if this person's right for you or totally wrong for you. We don't care. Here's two people in your zip code.
Right.
We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. We're saying we've done research on successful couples. And we've noted what successful couples have going for them and what miserable couples have against them.
Right. Uh-huh.
We know why two people work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only going to bring you those people that work with you.
Right.
And in order to do that, we've got to ask you these questions.
Right.
So that's the first thing you really do is take that questionnaire, and then you immediately start getting matches.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, at some point, we ask you to subscribe. If you want to talk to someone you like, we say, well, you should subscribe now. But you can see your matches. You can see things about them. You can investigate whether you think we're bringing you people that are appealing to you. I would say, though, we're doing things for reasons that may not be apparent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because people come to life, people come to us through their life with this idea that they have a type.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a type. Oh, I don't date so-and-so. I only date so-and-so. I don't like lawyers. I dated a lawyer once. I was 25, and he was a jerk, so I don't date lawyers.
Yeah.
So they do that from the time they're 18 or 17 to the time that they're 30 or 35, and so they got a long list of things they don't want.
Right.
And so that is the most crippling attitude, because the truth is you don't really know who's right for you.
Right.
You know what you think you don't like.
Right.
But if you can maintain an open mind and you can be willing to say, well, I don't like guys with curly hair, but this guy that's got curly hair and eHarmony introduced him to me, I'll have that cup of coffee with him. You will probably find that attitude is not true for this particular individual. So that's kind of what the process is about. Otherwise, it's the same in a lot of ways. You send messages back and forth to people, and you have photos, and you have a profile where you you talk about yourself.
Right.
I think the real secret sauce is just the why we're putting you together with people. That's the main difference. Mm-hmm. And I would say this last thing. We have a reputation because we've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
So
right.
the people that tend to come to us have the money to join, which isn't as cheap as our competitors. That's another good thing. It's a good filter. Keep some of the jokers out.
Right, right.
That's true.
And people know that eHarmony is for long-term relationships, so that keeps the jokers out.
Right.
If you just want to play around, we're not your best option, because you got to take that stupid questionnaire, and you don't want to do that, because you just want to meet someone tonight.
That's what Tinder's for.
Don't go to us then.
So we have a nice little walled community that has a certain quality, and we think that's fantastic.
That's awesome. Now, Ginny, so obviously you were attracted to this business model and to what they have. How did you join the company? What was the story behind that?
So I worked in an entertainment business for many years in the newsroom, Entertainment Tonight, and so I was doing all that stuff. Yeah, red carpet interviews and all that fun stuff. But honestly, like, you know, when you're young and you're 20s, you're like, this is exciting. Oh, my God. Like,
right.
And then when I was writing about, you know, Paris Hilton went to jail at 1 in the morning, Britney Spears shaved her head, I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is, how am I contributing? You know, so I actually quit after 12 years there. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. It just isn't, like, aligning with who I am. I, you know, so.
It's funny how people aspire for it. And then once you're in it, you go, oh that's not for me, you know.
Yeah, it's like, a hard business.
Yeah. Hard business. Yeah. I had to be at work every day at 5 a.m.
Really?
24-7. It was,
See, I would love that.
I loved it for a while.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then, like, every weekend getting, you know, called. I have to come into the office because Brad and Angelina had their baby. Or, you know, it was just.
Right.
I was like, oh, so.
You were a different place in your life.
Yeah,
by that point.
I think I just was thankfully maturing a little bit. So I left, and then I got a recruiter on LinkedIn contacted me and said, oh, they're looking for a managing editor, you know, someone to work on content at eHarmony. I thought, why would they want someone like me? Like, what would I do there?
Right.
So I said, what the hell? I'll go in for an interview.
Right.
And he interviewed me.
We threw a net on her, and we never let her work.
And I've been there ever since. So, and like, my job has changed so much over the years, obviously, but it's very cool to be part of something so positive for people, like helping people find love and happy relationships. Like, it just makes me feel good to come to work every day and know that I'm having a positive impact in some small way.
Right.
So that makes me happy.
Yeah, and you're working for a leading successful company in the industry, you know, so you guys sort of like set the trend, you know, set the standard, and then people sort of like try to live up to that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think we take seriously what we do. Like, we're putting people together for a really important relationship.
Right.
It's a big decision.
It is.
You're
going to
be with your partner's going to be in life. So, you know, I'm happy that we do it the way we do it, that we're thoughtful about it. We want to know what makes a happy relationship. So we apply that to what we do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it costs a lot less than going to Matchmaker. That's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And they have a small,
like, a real Matchmaker?
Matchmaker. You know, like, there's
like
a ton
of personal Matchmaker.
Yeah.
I would never.
No, they have companies that
they do.
That now.
But they also have tiny pools of people.
Right.
Like, it's
exactly.
a tiny amount. Like,
I know they have that for, like, rich men.
That's
like,
right.
rich men have it because they, like, want to weed out all the, like, I think. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Well, most of the matchmakers won't take women, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They only take men.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because women who are 60 are very hard to match
to
with
match.
Anybody.
It's true.
And men who are 60 who have money
are easy
to match.
Right.
And that's but, like,
what's
wrong, though? Like, who are they matching
the
them
money,
like?
A 30-year-old woman?
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. Women, I mean, obviously men and women, very, very different. But a 60-year-old woman who makes $2 million a year wants a 60-year-old man that makes three.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for
she
sure.
She must be
I
with someone
her.
Who's more powerful
right,
than her.
Yeah,
not
right.
many of those guys who go around. And if
right.
if he is 60 and makes $3 million a year, guess who he wants to date?
Me.
There
We're
you
in a
go.
Great position.
So they just solved that problem by saying, we don't want to take women
right.
customers. So that's a pretty weird business.
Yeah.
And you're right, it is
kind of discriminatory.
Expensive.
A small pool to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
they yeah. usually have. They don't have.
Well, they had that show, Millionaire Matchmaker.
Patty
that?
Stanger. She, yeah. Listen, Patty Stanger's smart. And she's good at what she does.
But didn't it get canceled because someone got murdered on that show?
What?
Yes, people.
Really?
Yes.
No.
There was a millionaire on there, and he picked a woman, And they were like together for a little while. And then she went missing.
I got to look that up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I tell this story to every single person. I think she might have come back, but they were canceled for a while. But
oh my God.
They found him hanging in his hotel room. But then they found her. They found a body in a suitcase, but they identified her by her breast implant. So he killed her and then killed himself.
Smokes. Wow. I did not know that story.
Bringing
the room down.
Anytime I hear millionaire matchmaker, I'm like, do I really want a millionaire? It sounds like they're effed up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you ever watch the show, you have plenty of evidence that that is true.
Oh, my God. Right?
Wait, come on. Can't you be normal?
Just but like, let's go back to happy love, okay?
When love goes wrong, it goes terribly wrong.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Very nice.
Oh, my God.
So your situation, are you like married with family and everything?
I am
at this point.
I do.
So you're not a client.
I'm not a client.
Right. No. What about you, Jeannie?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do. Yeah, okay. So you're not a client either.
Not right now. No. I've done the online dating thing.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'm very familiar with Bumble and all the other sites. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you know that you guys have something superior to the other ways people meet, right?
Yeah. I always tell people, like, you know, what are you looking for? And like, I'm meeting all these guys and they're all this and that. And I said, well, where are you looking? Like, where are you fishing? You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's really important. Like, if you're on Tinder and you want a long-term relationship, like, not the best place to be.
I think maybe one out of 100.
Yeah.
Find someone that they actually stay with on Tinder.
No, it does happen. I've heard of it. But it's just probably not your best bet. Yeah. You know? Right. If you're going to invest your time and energy. And you know what you want, then, you know, and I, you know, it's not about me working at eHarmony. It's just makes sense.
Right.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And those apps are free. So it's like, imagine the dudes on there.
Exactly.
Really. Right. You're not paying for this.
Right.
Like at all.
Yeah.
Well, you get to talk to me for free.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the truth about a lot of those companies is that very few dates happen at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost like games
where
you just sort of scroll.
Yeah.
And you get a little adrenaline rush from the scrolling.
Yeah.
But no one's meeting anybody.
No.
And especially, you know, it sets up these weird, perverse activities. So a guy just swipes right on everybody. Mm-hmm. That he finds remotely attractive.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Because
he knows right means I want to meet this person.
Yeah, yeah.
He swipes right with everybody because he knows that almost no one's going to respond to him. Yeah. So he's incentivized to just write. If she's got two eyes and you know, and she has a nose, it's right. Yes, I like her. I like her. Yeah. And that's not helpful to anybody.
That's true.
You know,
I downloaded Hinge because Bumble and because it's new.
Yeah,
it's like the new one that I'm.
Hinge has been around for a long time.
Well, I know they're just like now promoting it now.
Yeah.
Now they have like billboards, but
they just got bought by Match. That's why.
Okay.
So now they have the
money.
That's why the
promo is going. Because I was like, okay, Bumble and Tinder didn't work. Let me try Hinge. But it's just almost the same. It's like you find a profile and you got to like one of their pictures.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah.
Have you had any conversation?
I have. So they have the email alerts.
Yeah.
The second day, I didn't swipe on anything. I just downloaded the app, put up my pictures.
Right.
I woke up with 250 likes
in one day.
But they're based that off my pictures.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So basically, they're basing that off my body because most of my pictures are like body pictures. Mind you, I'm not really doing that on my dating apps. But even if I'm wearing like a tight dress in a pic, they're probably saying, I like her ass. Let me try to date her.
Which brings me to the question now. Let's get into the nitty gritty of it all.
The nitty gritty.
Okay, yeah, of really using the site and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done a little bit of thinking about this. And I thought, look, a lot of people may not be considered desirable by a lot of other people, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is this, is that you obviously get people that everybody can agree on that they're better looking or whatever, more appropriate, right? So that person will probably get like 100, 1,000 emails a day from guys, right, for example. And then, so even if she would like the guy, she never even gets around to know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Because how do you go through so many emails?
It's easy.
So many messages.
It's easy.
I don't know. It wouldn't
be for me. I hate the saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Because basically on all these.
Right.
But you're judging these books by
the cover.
So I mean, this is the thing that we're trying to disrupt.
Right.
Okay.
These guys pick her. because they like her picture, and she rejects them because she doesn't like their picture. This is the problem, right? This is why the divorce rate is 40% or something.
Everybody goes.
No offense, but
looks,
this is just how you know. If you allow that system to be the determinant, everyone's making the worst choices they possibly can.
Right. Yeah.
So what we do, first of all, we limit the number of matches we give you a day. 6, 7, 8, 10 We limit it. Because honestly, you can't assess more than that many.
No, yeah.
And it can't, it shouldn't just be you just look at their photo. Nope. That's the worst way to pick a person. If you want to have a real relationship, if you just want to have sex with them, by all means.
Right.
If you want to have a relationship that means something, you do need to be attracted to them, but it can't just look at the photo. Nope.
Yeah.
Now, when she gets 300, that's... That's the only way to manage that 300 is to use some kind of filter, and I guess that's your first filter.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got your second filter, which is, you know, do they have good grammar or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I always look at if they have jokes. Like, if you don't have one joke on your profile, you got to go.
All right, so there's your second filter.
Yeah.
Are they funny? That's a fair one.
Yeah,
but
humor,
we try to fight that by just giving you less people at a time so you're not flooded, and so you don't have the guys who can flood 300 women. You don't have the woman who's flooded by 300 guys at one time saying, you look hot, you look hot.
Right.
So this is just a difference of philosophy. And we think if we can possibly push back the physical just a little bit, you know, not make it unimportant, but just give it a little push back and try to pull something else forward, you're going to get better outcomes.
Right.
It makes sense, you know. And I mean, and you guys have like... how much they're matched, like 100%, 90%, and all that. So it shows you where you have strong points that you guys are compatible. You know, so that's very cool.
Which
you know?
Gives you the right. So let's say that ambition matters to you.
Right.
You're ambitious, and you want a person that's really ambitious like you are. You like to get up early. You got to go to work. You want to make some money. And that's who you are. If we show you that a person matches with you on that item, amongst other things, you can say, I really want to meet that person.
Right.
Or maybe there's a lot of compatibility with this match, but you are not compatible in this area. If it's a big deal to you, you can say, you know what? I don't think I want to meet this person because it's not going
to
work.
Right. Like if he likes to go hiking, that's probably not going to work out for us.
You're not a hiker?
No. Nah. I'm not. If he loves dogs, absolutely. Yeah. If he likes to do like stuff in the wilderness, like ride bikes and stuff, not for me.
Really?
Me neither.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if you did it on like a Saturday morning and like I was at home making breakfast, but I'm not going with you.
Oh, okay. Well,
no camping?
No.
How about glamping?
I would do glamping.
Okay.
If it was like a cabin in the woods that had cell service.
Yeah. Oh. She would do that.
And a heat and a nice shower.
And a nice shower. Yeah, but like going and sleeping in a tent and getting bit by mosquitoes and not brushing my teeth in a sink for 3 days, not for me.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that will only date girls that do that. Like my cousin's into that shit. I'm like, have fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. So you need someone that works with you and on more than just physical.
Yeah. Right. And I wouldn't care if he went and did like a boys camping trip.
Right. You know, the thing
or maybe
is
I would, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because are you really with your boys?
But, you know, I see what you're saying because the thing is this is that the physical, I find, is usually like in the beginning, right? Then you get used to that person and it's the personality.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And their values. And,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Things like that. You
got to have both. If
right,
you want a
exactly.
successful relationship, you got to have attraction.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to have compatibility.
But sometimes attraction comes after...
The person
compatibility.
Can become more attractive as you get to know who they are. Absolutely.
Like, if you see my roster of guys I've dated, like, every single person is like, you're out of his league. But for me, I was like, I never thought that way. Like, look-wise, now when I look back on it, you're ugly. No, I'm just kidding. You're not ugly. I just hate you now.
Oh.
But at the time, I'm like, he's not the best-looking guy, but he makes me laugh, and I like being around him, which is more important to me in the long run. Because at some point, all our looks are going to look be shot to shit, and you gotta be in love with the person.
Exactly.
It's one of the reasons that older people tend to do better in online dating.
Right.
Because...
Well, tell Sam that.
Because they don't look at looks so much.
Is Sam is.
It's less important.
Because I'm not old.
It's less important than it was when you were 25.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you've got a broader experience, and you're like, you know what you just said.
Right.
Which is... 8 months from now, it's going to be less important. I got to look at this woman over breakfast and have a fun conversation.
Right.
If she can't do that, I don't want her. That's the insights that a 25-year-old doesn't have.
Right.
That's true, right?
Yeah. I can't even tell you how many dates I've gone out in Los Angeles with guys that I thought were drop-dead gorgeous, mm-hmm. and they just had no substance whatsoever. And I was like, we're never going on a second date.
They become like so
like, you can't even... If you can't get through the appetizers with conversation, you can't date me.
Right, no.
Ever.
Can you imagine?
Like, I went out to lunch last week with this guy who is not the normal guy that I would go for look-wise. Yeah. But he carried a conversation for a whole... We had lunch for 2 hours.
Wow.
And I didn't find him attractive, but I was like, his personality is pretty much anything I ever wanted in a guy. Just, I don't know if I can get past the physical bar.
That's
got to
be there,
because
too.
Because that's on the primitive level of our brain, where we're attracted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the physical thing where nature creates that for us, you know? So we'll be attracted to each other, so we'll multiply and procreate.
Oh, no, that's true. You know? You can't deny that. Yeah. Like, that's the only thing we can't match people is on chemistry.
Right.
Exactly, I wish we could, but that's the only component.
Human beings are very good at that on their own. Right. Yeah. In fact, think about this. People are good at making decisions when there's quick feedback.
Right.
Like, driving a car is a very complex thing to do. But you can do it because you get immediate feedback. Oh, am I in my lane? Am I not? Right? You can make quick decisions.
Right.
We're good at that, but we're not good at understanding that the cheeseburger is going to kill us because it will kill us 25 years down the road.
Right, exactly.
So we're evolved to figure out who we're attracted to very quickly and very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no evolutionary help figuring out who's going to be good for us in a long-term relationship. Because it doesn't blow up until 6 years or eight years later.
Right.
So that's the help that we provide, is to try and say to you, you know what, based on research, you're going to explode with this person in 10 years, so we don't want to introduce them to you.
Right. Yeah.
This person, on the other hand, is going to be solid for you down the road.
Right.
And you don't have the capacity to know that yourself.
Right.
So that's really what we're trying to do for people.
Right. Now, Jeannie, let me ask you this. If we get into the details a little bit, let's say somebody connects on the app. How long should people wait before they meet each other? I mean, is there like a rule?
I think they should meet very soon.
Very soon, right? Not become pen pals, like you said.
No, there's just so much of the texting back and forth. And like, that's after like a week of that, to me, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Right, like, you start to spend time, and you need to be face to face with that person somewhere, some way. Just see that they are who they say they are.
Right.
If there's chemistry. Right. I mean, because you can act like anything via text.
Right.
So I just think it's really important to meet face to face, and then you can know, OK, I like this person. I want to go on another date, or I can move on to someone else.
Right.
Pictures are not always that helpful.
I mean,
you think about this. There's so much about attraction and chemistry that we don't even understand.
Right.
About how someone smells, and about how they move their body, and about how they are in three dimensions.
Sometimes
and
mannerisms, too, like how they chew. They even sip their coffee. Yeah. It could be like red flags, and you need to see them like immediately. Like, you're really good looking. And I will say, I don't think fellas, I don't think they take the best pictures.
No.
I feel like I've met a lot of guys who have really awful pictures, but they're beautiful in person.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's right.
Because they're not, and they feel weird sometimes taking selfies.
They
and also guys that have too many selfies.
Yeah,
that's weird too.
Yeah.
Well, if you've ever met a celebrity who in three dimensions isn't that good looking, but but they have a face that in a two-dimensional situation on a screen or in a photo, it all works.
They're photogenic somehow.
That happens more than you would think.
Right.
And so that's another good reason to not get fooled by the photo. And if they're in the ballpark, say, hey, let's have a beer or let's have a coffee. And of course, you got to do smart things like tell your friends where you're going. And
Get there under your own. Share the friend app on iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, get there under your own power, right? And meet in a public place and all that basic stuff. But once you do that, having a face to face with someone as quickly as you can manage is a real smart idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, do you think you become more picky as you get older? I mean, people in general. Do you think that's true? Because it's like this. You know, I just think like when you're older, you already know what you want, what you don't want. So it could take a while.
I would hope you would be more picky about who you allow into your life.
Right.
Because when you're young, you know, it's like you make mistakes.
It's like, oh, I got time.
Exactly.
I've got time.
You'll go with anybody who'll go to bed with you.
Exactly. But you should kind of have your list. Like this I can't deal with. I know I can deal with this. Based on all your experiences, right? We hopefully will learn from our experience.
Right.
Right? That's the plan.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's right. it's kind of two categories of things, right? I mean, there's behavior that you don't accept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to accept this, and boy, mm-hmm. I realized that I deserve better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's fine, and you'd be crazy not to learn
that. But you can't
lessons.
Even know that until, like, maybe a month or two in, really.
That's true.
Because even time. men and women don't yeah. really show all their cards right away. Like,
no.
I've got a little bit of crazy tendencies, but those really don't come out until maybe like 3-4 months in.
I always yeah. say it takes 6 months
yeah.
to get
yeah.
a really good sense of
And like in the
else.
Beginning, a guy could be great.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day, like, yeah. you're like, wait a second, who are you? This is not the guy I started dating 5-6 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
That's got to happen.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people are on their best behavior. They're trying right. so hard.
Especially
in the beginning.
If you hadn't had sex yet. They're going to be like on their best yeah. behavior.
Right.
And then after they have sex and they get a little bit more comfortable, more stuff will start coming out. And you're like, wait a second.
So this is, of course, the issue, right? Because sex tends to bond people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And I hate people that deny that. I'm yeah. like, I don't care who you are yeah. on this planet. Yeah. When you have sex with someone, there's feelings there.
Right.
Even if it's just a quick moment in time.
Yeah. yeah.
So if you do feelings. That super fast in the relationship,
right.
then it's harder to make the decision and to clearly see that they're terrible right. for you.
Okay, right. So let me ask you this, yeah. since you guys are kind of relationship experts. If you do have sex with someone on the first night, is it impossible for that relationship to ever be serious?
No. I don't think it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I just
it's
think
it's harder.
You know, this is an interesting universe of conversation, but you know, men have kind of two states. One
right.
is they do have children and invest in children. I mean,
right.
you see it all mm-hmm. around you, and
right.
it's a very satisfying thing for a man to do.
Right.
They also have a biological imperative for quantity over quality.
Right.
Right.
Right. right.
So those are the two things that they balance, and they'll mm-hmm. switch between those two states. And there's some belief out there that if you evidence yourself as a woman,
right.
that they might be able to go to the casual state with mm. that it will turn off the other state.
Oh, okay.
There's
so
some evidence about
right?
that. But what I'm saying to you is I know many people, including myself,
right.
who had sex on the first date and they get married and they have a great life.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I've heard of that yeah. happening too. But then yeah. for me, like for instance, I just went to Chicago to meet an actor in Chicago and I had sex with him on the first night, but I was mm-hmm. there all weekend.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, you shouldn't have slept with him
yeah.
when you were down there, which for me, it was impossible because the chemistry was
yeah.
there. It was like,
yeah.
how do I,
right.
for 4 days, not sleep with someone right. I'm this attracted to and yeah. clearly yeah. is attracted to me?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, did I ruin it?
Well, there's no way to know the answer to that.
Right.
If you, but you'll learn over the next month or 6 weeks.
If he
whether
asks, if he asks me to come back,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah.
She already knows
you know,
it's not going to happen. No, I'm not drinking on you. You're the one who said that.
I
She's
know.
Like, I did it for the weekend. I'm happy. And that's it. You
yeah,
know,
I,
so.
Know.
I think if you had total
like
control
to.
Over yourself,
right.
and you could say, I don't want to do that this early.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a better move if you mm-hmm. really think he's long-term material.
Right.
But it happened, and it doesn't mean it's doomed.
Right.
Right.
So
it just might always be that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
No, I mean, I know in relationships in the past, I usually never had to wait more than maybe a couple of dates or something.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know? So,
but a couple of dates is still waiting because you still
well,
have
the
quarter.
The second, no, yeah, but the second night, you know, I mean,
right.
that's mm-hmm. pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yeah, I ended up marrying her too. You
right.
know? So you know that it. You never know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an indication.
There's
really.
Not a like definite answer.
Like
it's,
a,
it's,
yeah, like a correlation or something.
It's
yeah.
weird now because it's in this generation. It's like guys think inviting you to their VIP section at the club where they buy a bunch of bottles
mm-hmm.
is equivalent to taking you on a date, and therefore they think they can sleep with you on
yeah.
on that night. I'm like,
yeah.
no,
yeah,
it's not happening.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's just crazy to me. I met this guy at a restaurant and like we could, the chemistry was there for sure.
Yeah.
Loved his energy. And then he was like, all right, let's go back to my place. I'm like, is he serious? I
yeah.
just
yeah.
literally met you over tacos and
yeah.
one drink.
Yeah.
I'm not going back to your place.
Good for you.
But in LA,
yeah.
a lot of females do this. So it's really hard for, like I did have sex with this guy, particularly
yeah.
on the first weekend, but it's because I flew to a different
right.
state.
Right,
if he
right,
lived
right.
in Los Angeles, I wouldn't have slept with him on
yeah.
the first weekend.
Yeah.
But I only have this small moment of time with you.
Right.
But in Los Angeles, it's like, I'm not going to sleep with you because I don't know you.
Right.
right.
Like, I have no problem waiting. I can go 2 years with no sex.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Guys cannot.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, many women will tell you they can't either, yeah. you know, so I don't know.
I mean, I feel like women have as equal as a sex drive, but I feel like we're a little bit more like, I can wait.
Right.
Then
yeah.
men are like, oh, it's been like 6 days.
Yeah, well, I sort of got used to it.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. You know, I feel like because men have a more casual nature to their sexual appetite,
right.
Women felt like they wanted that too, just right. to be yeah. equal.
Right. Yeah.
But then they got it.
And now they
like,
hate it.
This isn't satisfying to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
It was more of, I just want to be able to do what you can do than this feels good to me, because it doesn't feel good to most women.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
It's a meaningless right. thing.
There's this movie on Netflix. I forget the name of it, but it's basically, it's supposed to be they named it a knockoff Tinder, basically, and it's a swipe, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's about these two people in the beginning of the movie are just sleeping with everybody, mm-hmm. like meet at a coffee shop, F each other in the bathroom, like that yeah. type of stuff. Then they meet each other and they get into a relationship, but they're like not compatible at all with each other. And it's just how they hurt each other and cheat on each other with the dating app, and how basically these dating apps that are so easy and accessible are like ruining like modern dating.
I think that's a very fair
criticism. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Swiped,
really good
movie. I think
it's
called. Is it called Swiped?
No, it's called, oh God. Hold on, I'll tell you right now before we get off the air. Okay. Just give me 1 second.
Listen, guys, we only have about 4 minutes left. Let's go ahead and wrap up. Tell us what's the best way people can really get results on eHarmony? What's the best?
Well, let me just give something. Jeannie can certainly chime in here. The first thing I would say is passivity does not help you in this environment. Right. And a lot of women were told by their grandmother or their mother, you know, don't ask boys out, or don't, you know, don't be the aggressor. Mm-hmm. They'll think poorly of you. This isn't your grandmother's world.
Right.
And
yeah.
inactivity is not rewarded in online dating. So you got to carpe diem. You got to get out there and seize the day and be active. And that's the only way that you're really going to have a chance at seeing the results you want.
Right.
That's the first thing
I would say. And what does that mean? That means just contacting people, making
contacting people that are appealing to you, responding to people that contact you. Don't ghost people on when you're texting with them. You know, in fact, get off texting as quick as you can and have a real sit down. You just got to be active, be assertive. Is what I would say.
Yeah, Jeannie.
I think your profile is like. So think of it as an online marketplace. Your profile needs to be good.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to have more than
one
picture.
That's what you're putting out there about yourself, right?
Yeah, you need to have some good pictures.
And like good quality pictures, because the blurry Facebook pictures from 2010 are not working.
Exactly. I mean, do you know how many bad photos there are? It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like you're not getting a date, dude. It's not happening.
And it's like, you just slap these photos up there and you say like one thing, like I like basketball. It's like, okay, that's not, you know, so you need to like take some time to fill out your profile.
Like, act like you care. Basically.
Act like you care.
Mm-hmm.
Find some good pictures of yourself.
It's your first impression.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. You know?
And be specific in your profile.
Right.
Like, say, you know, I love Tom Petty. I went and saw him in 89. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, be specific instead of, like, I like rock. I like family and friends. You know, it's like, we all love our family and friends. Like, be more specific.
Right.
Then somebody has something to talk to you about.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I love Tom Petty too.
And I think people need to get away from texting, because texting can, it's not a good way to know somebody's personality. Like, I've texted, like, even the guy that I went to go see in Chicago, when I texted him, I was like, I told Sam, I'm scared his personality is going to be really bad because he's a very bland, horrible texter. And then you meet them in person, and it's like, that's not who I thought he was going to be at all.
Right.
And I know sometimes in text I can come off like kind of bitchy, but I'm not. I'm just, I text bitchy.
Right.
Texting is bitchy.
Yeah.
Texting is not.
On that note, we have to wrap up, folks.
Oh, wait, 1 second. The movie is called Newness.
Okay.
Newness.
Watch it, seriously.
Oh, my
God, I will.
We'll check it out. Okay, well.
A lot of sex in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it.
Sex.
Grant Langston, Jeannie Asimos, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys. How can people if they want to contact you? You guys on social media and stuff?
Man, we're everywhere. We're on everything. We're on MySpace.
MySpace is out.
Oh, Grant.
We're on everything.
Yeah. Grant, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, you can age yourself there.
It's www.eharmony.com. And Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and everything else.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And you guys have this eHarmony guarantee. Tell people what that is real quick.
Well, I mean, you have 3 days to use the service. And, okay, you know, if you don't like what's happening, you can get a refund. And
there you go.
That's just...
check it out, okay, for sure. Check it out.
Absolutely.
A great site. And, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, you're a lot of fun. Hopefully, we've helped some people for Valentine's Day. Go out, date, have fun.
Enjoy.
And enjoy yourself, absolutely. And if it's too much of a hassle, like you said, too much work for you, you're not ready yet. And that's Grant's words. All right, Danny, thank you as always.
Welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.